Welcome to the Compassionate Leaders Circle podcast. For thousands of years, the sages have known that compassion is a powerful force for good. In the last two decades, compassion scholars caught up with these sages, proving that there is an ROI to building loving communities and businesses. This podcast features leaders who can teach us about the power of compassion. Well, welcome, University of Denver. We're so excited to have you at the Compassionate Leaders Circle podcast. I'm here with Dr. David Corson, who's my dear friend, and four of his students who he's going to introduce a little later. David is the executive director of the Fritz Noble School of Hospitality Management. And David and I went to school together a long time ago at the School of Hotel Administration, which is part of the College of Business at Cornell. And we're in a partnership now we're very excited about. But David, I'd like you to start with you telling us about your special school and its mission and how it might be different from other hospitality programs.
Sure, I'd be happy to, Laurel. Thanks first for having us here and for the work that you're doing in general, but specifically through the Pivot program with our students. So we're a boutique shop. The Fritz Noble School is the only school that's in the top 20 in the world that has fewer than 500 students, and we like it that way. We're growing, but slowly, and growing quality at the same time as we grow quantity. We have no aspiration to be bigger than 250 students across the 4 years. Part of why is because we're well-resourced, and being small enables us to create really extraordinary experiences for our students. And that we see as really critical. Our brand platform is to unlock extraordinary. We get to know our students well enough that we as a faculty staff team are able to recognize in them potential that they may not know exists and reach inside them and sort of massage and develop that collaboratively with them through the experiences we're able to provide. And all of that really fits with our vision, which is be bold, do good, change lives. We feel that we're doing that for and with our students. We do that through the refugee training program that you know about, that we engage in and that our students are engaged in. And we do that in the community. I've had people ask me, what does that have to do with hospitality? What's your vision have to do with hospitality? And my response is that if you don't get it, you really don't understand hospitality. Because service is a relationship-based experience. And what we do in providing service to guests is to create extraordinary experiences collaboratively with them that we hope can be life-affirming, life-changing, that can punctuate special moments for them, that can carry them away from wherever their life is, if only for a few minutes or a few days. It has long been my belief that in order to create those kinds of experiences for guests, we have to create them for our frontline workers who help co-create those experiences with guests. And managers in hospitality have long failed to recognize that there's a disconnect between how they treat their employees, their team, and then what they expect their teams to turn around and provide the guest. And so the reason that I became an academic was to help young people learn to create humane workplaces. And that really is what has helped me to assemble the team that I have. And we're all rowing in the same direction. I'm not in this boat alone, as you know, from having interacted with them. And that's both my staff and faculty colleagues. And I know that the students are really very much bought into the whole idea that creating humane workplaces where people can feel safe coming to work and bring their whole selves and earn a living wage and feel like they're contributing to something bigger is really what it's about.
Thank you. And I think that's why we're perfect partners. We're in a partnership right now where Compassionate Leaders Circle brings Pivot with Purpose to your students, your seniors, every fall. And we just completed our second program. And I love the way that you've integrated, you know, beautiful ways of managing people and compassionate leadership into your curriculum. I think we're the perfect match because we're here to help people find work they love, but also for leaders to provide lovable work, because not everyone is meant to start their own business, right? So as hospitality managers, we have to provide lovable work. And you have some special guests with you today who went through Pivot. We call it Pivot at University of Denver. And their classmates voted for them. So a part of their capstone project at the end of the program was to create vision pitches that connected what they're doing now to the future and improving the world. And these are the winners. So would you mind introducing them?
I'm going to provide very brief introductions, which I'm absolutely delighted to do. And then I'm hoping that they'll speak a little bit about themselves. So I'm going to work how you appear on my screen. So all four, as you mentioned, are seniors. Not surprising that three of the four are women, because a little over 60% of our student population is female. And that's indicative of what goes on in hospitality education these days in general. The first is Audrey Leggett, who is from Houston, Texas, and right? Or Dallas. Dallas. Sorry about that. Is actually taking two classes with me right now. The second is Eve Anderson, who hails from Hawaii. The third is Sunny Rose Eaton, who is Coloradan, yes?
New Mexico,
sorry. And Duke Marr, who is from California. Again, all four seniors. In different concentrations, there's some overlap, but some different concentrations represented. We have four in the program so that students get to specialize, and they can tell you more about themselves and what they've pursued. All four have some terrific work experience in addition to the educational experiences they've had.
Great. So I'm going to ask each of you a question or two, and then we're going to have you do your vision pitches, okay? But I'm curious about two things, and you can answer one or both questions. You don't have to answer both if you don't want to. What is special about Fritz from your experience as being seniors? And the other question is, what was your experience of Pivot? So I'm going to go with Eve first.
Hi. So the first question, what's special about Fritz? A lot of things. First off, I would say the size of the program is really special. I went to a high school with 100 students total. So my graduating class was 25. And I was really nervous coming into a large, not large, but medium-sized university with all these different programs. And when I found out that the hospitality school only has, what, 60 per class, something like that. It's smaller. I have the numbers wrong, but it is a smaller program. And so I noticed that the teachers are more engaged with the students, and they really care about what we have to say and our academic development throughout the 4 years. It's just attentive faculty and staff, and I feel really supported so that I am prepared to graduate and become an adult and just overall really prepared postgraduate. And I can't say the same for some of my friends who are in different majors. So that's a really special aspect to me. And then the second question, the pivot. Yes. I came into Pivot not really having the best attitude about it because it was a Friday and Saturday all day. Like, I'm just being honest, not super that. Excited
please,
for
please
that.
Please be honest. We appreciate that about you, Eve.
Thanks. yeah, I just was like, oh, great. Another boot camp is in the business school. We have like a few different boot camp style things like that. And then when you guys were incorporating meditation and actually asking us genuine questions, not just your typical, what do you want to be after graduation? But you're like, well, what do you want to be? And how are you going to get there? And again, it was just that same compassionate, caring environment that the hospitality school has. And so I actually really enjoyed it. And I came out of it with a much clearer kind of plan for post-graduation than I did before.
And we're going to hear about it in a little while. It's so exciting. Thank you. How about you, Duke?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would echo a lot of what Eve said, and I'm sure that we overlap in what we do say, but I will say something about Fritz that really stands out to me is the fact that as a school, with the faculty members and just as a major itself, they have been able to create a home on campus. And I know that almost every other major cannot say that. So I have my own academic advisor, my own career advisor, my own building. I have my own space on campus. We have study rooms now, especially with COVID. But no other major can really feel at home on campus. They come to class and then they leave and go home and do homework and study. But we really sleep and live and breathe in this building at some point in our 4 years. I know a lot of us have spent a lot of hours in this building through different engagements, whether that's class time, studying with others, or even working in this building since it is an event center. So being able to say that I'm passionate and I actually care where I'm staying and spending time on campus is actually really impactful. And I think it does go into the classroom and it impacts the way that I learn and the fact that I do want to be there. And it's not just a boring, bland space that I share with 1,000 other students. It's actually our building that we take pride in and take care of. So I can't say that for any other major on campus. So I definitely know we're fortunate to have what we have. And going on to Pivot, based on what Eve said, is kind of, I've never had a weekend retreat. As Eve mentioned, is we have a lot of these ethics boot camp. We have a lot of looking into yourself, retrospective thinking, and like what you're going to do with that. But this Pivot weekend really focused on who am I and who do I want to be? And I've never really brought that into my career goals and my career plan. I've always thought of where I want to go, where I want to be, but never really who I want to be in that position. So it was awesome to explore that perspective.
Thanks, Duke. Let's go to Sunny Rose.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So for the first question, I actually transferred into being a hospitality student from another major at the end of my sophomore year. And I fell in love with the hospitality school because
you're muted. Go ahead, honey.
Right. And the faculty and the professors really care about the students and want them to succeed. And so that's what I really love about the hospitality school is that I know I have people that will help me when I need help to succeed.
And how was Pivot for you?
And Pivot, I loved Pivot. I didn't think I would. I just came into it not knowing what was going to happen, but it really helped clarify my future. I was very confused on which way I would go or what I would do, but Pivot like helped really look deeper into what I wanted in my life in many aspects, just not as a career, but just as my life, my soul work as we did, and many of the aspects like that. So it was great.
And it was so nice having you share your heritage with us, which you're going to do in a minute when you do your vision pitch. And yeah. I spent a lot of time in New Mexico, so I feel we have that connection as well. And you have the best name, Sunny Rose, I must say.
Thank you.
Audrey?
Yeah, I think Duke said it beautifully, is that Fritz is really a home for like all of us. I've spent countless hours in the past 3 years there. I work downstairs. I'm an ambassador. I'm also a part of all of the clubs. But something that like is so special about Fritz is the opportunities that they afford us is that, you know, whether that's scholarship or travel or being able to work in the building, it's so amazing. I've been fortunate enough to be able to go on 2 trips with Fritz for NSMH, which is National Society of Minorities in Hospitality. I've been able to go to Georgia and Houston, Texas, and I've just been really able to bond with other people, not only in like our school, but also other hospitality majors that from other schools that I don't think that a lot of people get the chance to do. So Fritz has really given me that opportunity, which I'm so happy about. Pivot, I'm what people call a busybody. So I like to do everything. I need to stop doing that, but it's just like in my nature. And Pivot really gave me a chance to like sit down and think about what I'm doing and what I need to be doing and what are like, what are my priorities? What do I want to do in my life? Is that, you know, it really gave me a chance to reflect on that. And I am very grateful for it.
Well, I love everything you said about your special place. Fritz is one of my homes now, and I so enjoy working with you. And we're really excited to hear your vision pitches. So we're just going to move into that. And if it's okay, we're going to start with our, we had 2 winners for Most Courageous, and we asked your classmates to vote for people that came out of their comfort zones, because we didn't know what your comfort zone was, but they did. And so Sunny Rose and Duke were acknowledged for that. And we're going to go with Duke first, if that's okay, Duke.
That's more than okay. I'd be happy to start. Am I ready? Are we good?
We're ready. Go.
Awesome. So I grew up in Los Angeles, California, raised by 2 confident, loving parents who had a lot of help from 2 Latina women. They started as nannies, and very soon they became a part of my family. They took care of me and my siblings for over 21 years. And every day after taking care of us, they ventured home to take care of their own family. My fridge was always full, my bed was always made, and I was always loved. I was blinded by this privilege, and every day I wish I could share with them the same love and hospitality that they shared with my family. I came to Fritz Noble School of Hospitality Management to make money. However, I'm leaving Fritz Noble to disrupt our industry and challenge the status quo. My name is Duke Marr, and I believe that families belong together. To quote the poet Orson Scheier, no one leaves home unless home is the mouth of a shark. Families are separated not by choice, but by force, and these circumstances are enforced and often made permanent by our industry. Hospitality is prosperous and resilient, but for many, it can be a road to nowhere littered with poor working conditions and small paychecks. Those who are leaving the shark's mouth don't know that they're entering an even bigger shark's mouth here in hospitality. When we walk the halls of our hotels, finish our plates at restaurants, or fly on a clean plane, our privilege blinds us. The humans who worked hard to give us those experiences are made invisible, and that's usually by design. I wake up every day with a hope that the future is more kind to the humans within our industry. The ones who pick our food, the ones cleaning our airplanes, the ones making our beds, and the ones doing everything that none of us are willing to do. How can we consider ourselves hospitable if we are never offering hospitality to those who need it most? Through disruption, we can wake up to a world where the lowest paid employees are not the hardest working ones. A world where hotels make sure that all of their employees have a bed to sleep on before their customers. A world more hospitable. I used to think I was too busy and too overstretched to do anything impactful. I've since learned that all it takes is a smile, a letter, a minute, a hug, and just a heart to share space and show someone basic human decency. Small actions have a tremendous ability to create change, and it is a privilege to think otherwise. Educate yourself, show up and be seen, disrupt your community, correct microaggressions, donate school supplies to your favorite restaurant staff, tip your housekeepers, identify your privileges, reflect on your emotions, and just be hospitable to the humans of hospitality.
Thank you, Duke, for the challenge. I think we should all take you up on all those. My question to you is, what happened at Fritz? How did Fritz influence this transformation that you had in the last 4 years?
I think that's a fantastic and very valid question. And I don't know if I have an answer for you entirely, but I'll try my best to answer. I think where I'm headed within my career, a lot of what I took out of Pivot is combining my 4 years into one goal, into one vision. So I have a Spanish minor. I have a lot of social passions that I'm active outside of my student life and outside of my social life. And I think that for the longest time I saw that I would have to choose either hospitality or something else that I'm passionate about, because I couldn't see the balance between I'm working for a position where my goal is to make my business money, or I'm passionate about equality, access to healthcare, access to education, a variety of other social aspects. And I finally am starting to realize that I think there is a way to intertwine both and to bring them both together, and that instead of choosing one or the other, I should be a leader, I should have compassion, and I should bring it into the industry in places that I see it's lacking or I see that it's not there. Most importantly, and I think the biggest moment for me that really transformed this was working for a nonprofit called Casa de Paz, which means the House of Peace in Spanish. And they offer post-release support for immigrants who were recently released from ICE detention here in Denver, Colorado. And it just spoke to the fact that I've worked in a lot of hotels and restaurants, and a variety of people that I've worked with come from different backgrounds, and majority of them have been immigrants and refugees who are working for our industry. And it's awesome that we can offer them a space to access money, to access a job, regardless of their education, regardless of their English literacy. But then I also had that issue of, oh, they're not progressing in their career, or they don't even have career intentions because they know or they think that it's not available. And so I really think that that volunteering with those people and just working with them on the exiting side of the immigration process, the legal immigration process coming to the United States, really opened my eyes up to how I can bring change to my industry.
Fantastic. And I know from working with a lot of people on career transition and going through my own career transition that there's really nothing like a hospitality management degree to give you a foundation in service, because no matter what you do or where you go, it will serve you well.
I totally agree.
Thank you, Duke. Let's go over to Sunny Rose, our other courageous vision pitcher. And you can start anytime.
Well, Chamu, good morning. I'll be introducing myself in my native language. Na gwae tina gyeong kae, na tanto umu, na oye yita dingmu, na tatsuge uwinge ewari umu. My name is Sunny Rose Yin, and I am from the tribes of Chisugi Pueblo, Hickory Apache, and Roseville Lakota. This past March, I got the opportunity to compete in a business plan competition for the National Center for American Indian Enterprise Development, where I was honored to win third place in the competition. I created my own event planning competition called Native Touch, which caters to Native American communities, but of course just not stopping there and bringing any client's wishes to life. There is little to no event planning companies ran by Native Americans or know very much about Native American customs and traditions. This competition gave me the start to my dream of owning my own event planning business. I have grown up in my Native American community my whole life. I have strong ties to my traditions and cultures. When I was a senior in high school, I created a language program for my community, which was to revitalize our language within the youth. I'm a part of my community's youth coalition, where I was a co-chair for 3 years. I got the opportunity to create various events such as Christmas parties, food sales, community dinners, and many other various events. By creating these events, I found a passion in event planning and hospitality. I love to produce memorable experiences and bring clients' event ideas to life. In the future, I see myself living my dream and thriving in the event planning industry, getting the opportunity to further Native American in hospitality industry. This year, I plan on furthering my adventures by gaining more knowledge in the hospitality industry and making more connections with people, and hopefully getting an internship in event planning. My biggest goal in life is to make a positive difference in people's lives. As my elders tell us in my community, Bisigi sekane ami, love, care, and respect, and you'll lead a good life.
Beautiful, thank you so much. And I really, really appreciate that. I've had the privilege of being with Lakota people, and they've taught me a lot. And it actually, Lakota ceremonies have influenced how we do Pivot, because we offer an indigenous experience of a vision quest. And without my experience with very generous teachers in the Lakota community, I wouldn't be able to do Pivot. So I'm happy that in a way we've come full circle and we have a connection to you and your language and your elders. It's very beautiful and moving to me, Sunny Rose. So
thank you.
Thank you for being courageous.
Thank you.
We're going to move on to most entertaining. So we actually had 32 students do presentations, and that's a lot of pitches for a pitch presentation. And so I asked people to think about being entertaining, and our next student did so well. Her students voted, her classmates voted her most entertaining. So Audrey.
My name is Audrey Leggett, and I'm a fourth generation Texan. I love a good home cooked meal and flower arrangements all around the house. I love rules and lists, and more than anything, I want kids. All of these attributes will help me become the best housewife. I have a passion for Southern hospitality and cocktail napkins. Nothing pairs better than a Negroni and a satirical quote on pink napkins. In 2030, I see napkins becoming more compostable and Volvos becoming fully electric. That's the issue with being a housewife these days. It is so hard to be sustainable. I want to make a group of housewives, house husbands, and house partners that focus on environmental issues stemming within their own households. We will answer the questions like, how can we make cocktail parties more sustainable? How can we make carpooling to games more efficient? And most importantly, how can we make our households more environmentally friendly? Nonprofits dedicated to sustainability are right around the corner.
Very nice, Audrey. And Audrey, I had the privilege of coaching you in during the Pivot program. And Audrey, in an hour, she came and said, I have two presentations I've written, and I have one fun one and one serious one. And I was like, Audrey, just read me the fun one. So my question was, what was the other presentation about?
So,
yeah.
In the near future or far future, I want to create a hotel company that is based on finding jobs for homeless people. Oh, nice. That is my other passion, is that I want to help people, you know, start their lives again. And I think hospitality does a great job of doing that. We have so many jobs available, and I would love to create them.
Fantastic. I'm glad I asked that question. Beautiful job. And we are going to complete with most Fritz. So we ask that your classmates to vote for the presentation that most reflected Be Bold, Do Good, Change Lives. And Eve is the winner of that.
Hello. Okay, so hi, my name is Eve Anderson, and I'm from the Big Island of Hawaii. I was raised by two entrepreneurs who instilled in me the values of integrity and self-responsibility to put in the work necessary to complete my goals and follow my dreams. I entered the hospitality industry when I got my first job in a restaurant during high school. There, I realized my passion for helping others and followed that passion here to the Fritz Noble School of Hospitality. Now, in the past few months, there's been a rise in advocacy for different social and human rights issues. While researching, I learned that human trafficking is a growing international problem with very little data and very little media coverage. And I kept wondering, why? Why is that? The International Labor Organization states that global human trafficking is a $150 billion industry. Now, to put that into perspective, the global hospitality industry is a $600 billion industry. Human trafficking makes up a quarter of that, and that's just from the data that we know. And nobody's talking about it. So compare hospitality, which we're all going into, $600 billion, human trafficking, $150 billion. That's insane. And to add to that, there's an estimated 40.3 million men, women, and children forced into the human trafficking industry. I wanted to bring up how many children are forced into the industry, but there was a variety of numbers according to different websites, ranging from a few hundred thousand to a few million. And that just adds to the point that we need to do more research and put more funding towards this issue. And on top of that, it also hit home for me this issue hit home for me even harder when I realized that it's a growing problem in my home state of Hawaii. So now, what am I going to do about it? Well, this year, I'll work on finding a postgraduate job in the hospitality industry, maybe in sales or conference services, so that I can do the bridge work necessary and start to build a network of other passionate individuals in this industry. And as I develop my career and grow my network, I'll also build the capital and resources necessary to start my own nonprofit to end human trafficking. There's such little data and coverage for an issue that affects those of every gender, every race, every nationality, and almost every economic position. When a solution is found and applied, the entire world will benefit. One of the largest illicit markets will be gone, and the world will be a safer place. Using my passion for helping others and the values instilled in me by my parents, I have the motivation and drive to end this plague on humanity.
Thank you, Eve. It's so moving. And I just want to say that for someone that came into Pivot a little confused, you do not sound confused, girl.
Yeah, Pivot really helped me find this.
I'm glad. I feel honored that we helped you, and we applaud your passion, and we'll continue helping all of you in your passions. You know, I happen to have this new platform called Compassionate Leaders Circle Podcast, and I have Forbes, and I just admire all of you. And I've been thinking a lot about how in the olden days when David and I were an undergraduate at Cornell, I used to think that, you know, leadership was something that you did when you were older. And now we live in a world where you can be a leader at any age, because you have access to information, inspiration, support, you have access to each other. And I'm so happy that it's people like you that are gonna lead us to the future of hospitality and the future of a healed and awoke world. David, do you have anything else to say to your amazing students?
Just that I'm proud to know you and honored to teach you and to have played some role in your development, and that I will be sad when you leave the nest, but I'm so looking forward to watching you all fly and to watching the impact that you're able to have. And that, you know, the pride that I feel right now will only grow, I'm confident, as I watch your careers and your lives unfold. And I know that the rest of the team shares that feeling.
Yeah, I have a lot to learn from all of you. So I'm excited to be on the journey with you. David, I'm excited to be in this partnership with you. It's so unreal. It's so beautiful. And I'm just so grateful. Thanks for listening to the Compassionate Leaders Podcast. You can learn more about us at CompassionateLeadersCircle.com. Please join us each week as we shine a light on compassionate leaders making a positive impact on their communities and the world.